ESA Township's plan to install photo radar in 5 community safety zones is being met with mixed reaction. Some folks love it, some folks hate it. And one local resident says he believes 5 is not enough. I think we could use a lot more of them, said Harry Campbell, a senior living in Angus. People drive way too fast everywhere I go. In an effort to reduce speeders in community safety zones, ESA Township has partnered with Global Traffic Group to launch the Automated Speed Enforcement, ASE, program, which will go into effect in approximately 3 months. ASE uses a camera and a speed measurement device to enforce speed limits. The system captures and records images of vehicles traveling in excess of the posted speed limit in community safety zones, with tickets issued to the registered plateholder regardless of who was driving. This will result in a monetary fine, but no demerit points will be applied. It's that automatic issuing of a ticket that is a concern to some. I'm not in favor of photo radar because it's cut and dried, said township resident Rob Knight. I'm a law-abiding guy, but every now and again, I might be distracted and might go 10 clicks over the limit. If a cop pulls me over, I have a chance to explain the circumstances. With photo radar, I get a ticket regardless. There's no discussion, he added. The program will cost township residents $0 and may, in the long run, contribute revenue to municipal coffers. Global Traffic will operate and maintain the cameras at no cost to taxpayers, said Michael, ESA's manager of public works. The revenues from the fines generated from the program will also be split evenly between the township and Global, he added. Global will also be responsible for any vandalism that may occur to the equipment. Currently, ESA Township is wrapping up the first step of the program, which is posting municipal speed camera coming soon signs in the areas where they will be located. We're hoping to have all signs in place within the next couple of weeks, Michael said. The installation of the signs initiates a 90-day public awareness period required under provincial guidelines. The program will go live at the end of that 90-day period. The first 5 community safety zones with ASE will be Denny Drive, 25 Side Road, 20 Side Road, 5th Line, and King Street. The ASE locations are prioritized in community safety zones requiring it the most, where vulnerable road users are at risk, Michael explained. Each camera will have a triggering speed, as recommended by opposite. Unfortunately, the triggering speed is confidential information as it may vary, he added. Also, all speeding fines issued to drivers will align with the Highway Traffic Act.